from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, final hour for us of the week. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Still a lot to get to this hour. We'll get back into the big story of the day, back into some Falcons training camp preseason conversation. Preseason game number one, by the way, a week from today.
Yeah, man.
You believe that?
Yeah, man.
You're going to turn on your radio, turn on your TV, and watch the Falcons put on their uniforms and take on the Miami Dolphins a week from today.
Yeah, dog.
That's crazy.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll get to our Friday freestyle at 1:20. Who knows what we'll talk about?
Yeah.
You just have to be there to find out. And then at 1:40, as always, we'll wrap things up with an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. And as always, final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com.
I know we were talking earlier, and I meant what I said, even though some people from Warner Robins. No, I was scared of Pete County back in the day, but no, we're getting into high school football because I was just talking to Day-Day, and he's going over to McEachern because they're scrimmaging Gainesville, I think he said. And I was like, well, you know what that means because football's around. You
Corky Kell's right around the corner.
Corky Kell's around the corner, but no. My main man, Sam Crenshaw. All the high school information going in. We cover all the games and everything like that. So, Day-Day and Garrett and get on the sidelines and everything. So, yeah. Love it.
When does that start?
I think Day-Day said the Friday after the Corky Kell. Because we're going to broadcast a Corky Kell game.
Yeah, so we got Corky Kell games Thursday and Friday. Yes, and then, that's the 17th. The Friday is the 16th.
Yes, I think the following...
Okay, so the 23rd. Yeah, okay, yeah, so
I
we got
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Saturday.
We're going to do the high school.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I'm calling the Thursday game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey! So you got West Forsyth and Prince Ave Christian.
Way to go, Bo.
Okay.
Way to go, my dog.
Kell versus North Atlanta on Wednesday. Friday is Rome versus Creekside. And then Saturday, McEachern, you're just talking about, versus North Gwinnett and Cedar Grove, Wisconsin.
Did you call a game last year?
I did.
I remember, I was very good at it.
We
listened to the call last year.
Because, first of all, play-by-play is impossible for anybody that's never done it before.
Wasn't something wrong with the depth chart or something?
No, I just didn't have the information. So I had Braves games the day before and day after. I didn't have a whole lot of time to study.
Right.
Because we don't get them until, like, that day or the day before.
Right.
But now this week, the Braves are on a... Or away, so it'll be a lot.
Okay.
Next is gonna be me and Harper LaBelle next Thursday.
That's gonna be so good.
There it is, my boy. Congrats again, man.
Thanks.
Really
it's
good.
Be fun.
Shout out to Joe. Well, I don't know if it's Joe. His name is Joe Mama, so probably not. But maybe his name's Joe. He's got a bottle of Kikori Japanese whiskey, and I've not had that Japanese whiskeys that I've had. Very good. Japanese know how to make some whiskey.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What, you don't like it?
I never had Japanese whiskey.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know. I've had it and I liked it.
That's all that matters.
I'm sure about that.
I mean, no, how you just said it.
Yeah.
They know their whiskey.
Did I not sound sure?
No, you sounded really sure. A little too sure.
Oh, too sure.
That's what I was going to say. Better than Kentucky?
No. I didn't say that. I didn't say they were better than Tennessee or Kentucky. I didn't say that. But I said the Japanese do a good job with some whiskey. They know how to make it. They do nice. They do well. I don't know, man. It's pretty good, the stuff.
No, but you're a whiskey. Would you label yourself as a whiskey savant?
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I would say that.
Sammy's a whiskey savant, right?
Yeah, you got a guy that can tell the difference between different types
Robbie.
Of pappy.
Robbie.
I'm not like an expert or anything like that. I'm a whiskey enthusiast. I would say that I'm a whiskey enthusiast.
Enthusiast is
Robbie
right
just
down.
Started a.
I get more enthusiastic the more whiskey I drink.
Sip bourbon and talk about sports and talk about bourbon. So, yeah.
Huh.
I don't have bourbon chops to be doing a podcast, but he does.
Now, I've talked sports while drinking bourbon before.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. But I'm not talking about the bourbon while I'm doing it.
No. That's true.
You want to do that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Now I got a real taste for some whiskey right now, whether it's Japanese or whatever. I don't really care. All right.
We can do that. All we got to do is tell them what we're drinking. We don't have to expand on it. And then just talk about sports.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be able to give you like a super good breakdown of like,
yeah,
oh,
it's cherry malt flavor.
It's got notes of this. And like, no, it's pretty good. It's not. Like, basically, I'm like, is it smooth or not? Like, those are kind of the categories that I go in. Oh, this one's pretty smooth. I like it. Ooh, this one's gross. No, I don't like this one. But I'll probably drink it anyway because it's 100 proof or something. And it'll get the job done.
It's all about
it. And sometimes that's all you're looking
for. That's all.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom! Iron sharpens iron. We're going against our offense right now is punching a lot of holes in our defense and you know, checking our run fits, checking our pass fits, checking, hey, I think this pressure is going to work. Oh my gosh, they blocked it up. Maybe we got to change it. And vice versa. I know our offense is also learning a lot of things as well. And so this is great work against our guys. But now, rolling into next week, that's going to be a lot of fun. Our guys are probably already tired of seeing each other across the line, hitting the same guy. And now we get to go against a really good opponent in practice and a good setting where we're keeping everybody healthy, but at the same time, we're rolling, and it's going to be very, very competitive. Looking forward to that, but right now I'm looking forward to this next meeting coming up to clean up practice from today, but that's going to be a fun week.
That's right. You just focus on what's in front of you, Randy.
Yeah, because you're going down there in that heat and in that speed, and they got a dude down. They got two dudes down there. All right, they ain't the biggest legits.
No, but they're the fastest ones. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And they got a quarterback that just got $200 million.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, you're going to have...
And an offensive-minded coach who is a madman.
Yes, he is a madman as far as scrimmage. And man, they're not going to call nothing and put nothing out there crazy or nothing like that. But, yeah, I mean, you're getting a taste because when you talk about iron sharpens iron, all right, and one of my favorite things is, like, the knife set we got, when you put it back in,
Yeah, it's got its own built-in sharpener.
Yeah. Like, how much iron was sharpened last year with this ragged-ass quarterback play last year?
Not much.
I don't think it was.
That was not even iron at all.
But you're always has your teammates.
That was aluminum
foil.
But
you always got your teammates back.
Yeah,
blah, 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 blah. Now you got a guy that can put you – because the dude – now, I'm talking about the man. He's somewhere in that era 10, 12 quarterbacks to my Kirk Cousins in football.
Yeah.
So you got somebody that knows what they're doing, and they will give you a better look. Now
– yes.
With that being said, they still got to come and play because they're going to be counted on not to blow it. They're going to be counted on to – you got to get a stop. No, not necessarily. Like, you can't break. You know, defense is going to be defense. And not the Falcons are the only team that does this. When you get up, you lay back and play coverage. Everybody in the NFL does it. But you can't break. You can't be, like, giving up 9 points in a minute 13.
Right.
You know, these are the things that your defense can do. Now, your offense got to help you because they got to be able to get first downs and run out the clock and everything. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to be poised or tooled or whatever you want to call it to not blow it.
Pretty much. I mean, it's going to be a bend over, however you want to put it.
Right.
That's probably the most cut and dried way to put it. Yeah, you guys just really need to not blow it, which is a pretty low bar, honestly. Now, hopefully they can surpass that bar. Like, hopefully they play good enough defense this year where midway through the year we're like, oh, all right, these guys are actually pretty good. And, I mean, I think there's a number of different ways that they can do that. Like, I don't think overall, just like the 11 guys that are going to be out there every Sunday are going to blow people away.
Right.
I think from a talent standpoint, there's just going to be other defenses that are more talented. But that doesn't mean you can't be, you can't come up with big moments.
Yeah.
You can't be opportunistic. The thing that this defense just hasn't.
That's the biggest one right there, Bonk, which you just said.
Yeah, because that's what this defense hasn't been in years. It's like they never get the big sack when they need it. Mm-hmm. Last year they lost three different games if they would have just made a tackle. Tackle the quarterback one time. Absolutely blew the moment.
Yes.
The other thing that this defense hasn't done in years is create turnovers. Mm-hmm. They just don't do it. Giving this offense, any offense really, but like extra this offense specifically, more possessions a couple times a game is going to result in extra points and a much greater chance to win. So, yeah, I mean that's Jimmy Lake talking about his defense and iron sharpening iron and all that kind of stuff. I still don't know that, I don't know, if the offense is iron, I don't know what this defense is. It might not be iron. Whatever that sharpening stone is made out of, you know?
Yeah.
That whetstone that Bo was talking about. I love the sound of that. I love the sound of that iron. Next week, though, is where it gets a little bit more real. Obviously, based on everything we've heard, sounds like things have gone well. Really, the only thing that you know is how it looks when you're watching it with your own eyes. They're going to say everything's great because last year they said everything was great.
They did.
And it wasn't. Nobody's been hurt. Knock on wood, that continues. Yes. That's the most important thing. But as far as what's taken place from the beginning until now, it sounds like things are good. You can go see it tonight, by the way, with your own two eyes at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Doors open at 5. Practice starts at 6. Practice is 6 to 8. It's $5 to get in. All the proceeds go to Emory Healthcare. They'll have concessions open and all that kind of stuff. But you know, I know not everybody can get down there and on Sunday.
I think Mike Bell said that everybody can sit in the 100s.
Yeah.
The 100s section.
So it's a really cool opportunity. I don't know, take some your kids or maybe you and your buddies go, whatever. But it's a good, cheap opportunity to get in the building.
I want to go back because I want to sit in that place. You remember we did our show down there and we got to sit in that sweet-ass seat?
That suite.
Yeah, dog. I need that in my life.
That was nice.
That was nice.
When was that? Was that pre-COVID? I don't know. Everything blurs together.
Was it a summertime? Or
I don't know.
Was it OTA?
I think it was training camp.
Was it training camp?
I was trying to remember who we talked to.
We talked to Terry.
Talked to Terry Fontenot. So it was in the last four years.
That's when we asked what Arthur Smith was listening to.
What Arthur was listening to.
That's right, because he was out before everybody. He was jogging laps, listening to an audiobook like a psychopath. He's running laps listening to an audiobook, which actually made me like him even more. I was like, oh, this guy's totally insane. Like, I like that a lot. I don't know, man. When I'm exercising, I got to listen to something with a beat. It doesn't have to always be Bombs Over Baghdad or something like that crazy, but it's got to have a little bit of a rhythm to it. I can't be listening to, like, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest while I'm jogging laps.
That's why he's a savage.
He is a savage.
Savage.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. Do you get to say you read the book if you listen to it?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll come back and get that's a walk-off. No, you don't. You didn't read it. You'd be lying. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll come back. It's 1:20 on Friday. We're going to talk about all kinds of different stuff. We don't even know what yet. Tweet us something if you want us to talk about it. Who knows? We'll take suggestions. We'll be right back. Randy does bring his own hot sauce to work, which is fantastic. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
Boyaka! 20 minutes away from the AMA. Wrap things up here on a happy hour Friday. Phone number is 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic to wrap the show up. Again, coming up later on today, you've got the Falcons open practice at Mercedes-Benz. Dukes and Bell are going to be broadcasting live from 2 to 7. The practice actually begins at 6. But the doors open at 5. It's $5 to get in. But all the proceeds go to Emory Healthcare. So go into a good cause. And $5 to go see the Falcons in person is as good of a deal as you're going to get all year. So,
Bo Stemmer, Abe's going to be down there too from 7 to 10. He's doing the night show from 7 to 10.
So if Dukes and Bell being there weren't a good enough reason to go there, and $5 tickets to watch the Falcons practice,
you get to see Abe.
Abe will also be there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure would
broadcasting
happily,
live.
Would happily yell Olympic
he's
stats.
Gonna, he's going to be stuck. Well, if he's here, because Carl Dukes is rubbing it in because they're at the Maybach suite.
Oh, they are?
Yes, they're broadcasting. So he's doing his little videos and my office for today.
Yeah, that's cool.
Whatever,
I
Carl.
Get it. We were just talking about how we want to get back down there to do
whatever,
it.
Whatever, Carl.
The Maybach studio?
Yeah, man.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so Abe will be down there chilling. Okay. Yep. Well, that's what's going on.
They let him in there too, the Maybach studio?
No, they're going to put Abe ass. Abe going to be in the kiosk somewhere. They ain't letting Abe down there.
Yeah.
Please. I wish they would. No, I'm not.
Abe in the concourse.
I'm not going to wish that on my boy. He'd be over there in the smooth lot.
Abe's getting ready for Wade Ford.
They put Abe in the smooth lot.
Just by himself as the sun goes down. Over there right in Vine City. Just kind of let the sun go down. And I don't know, maybe lose a speaker or two. It'd be all right.
It don't matter,
It'd be all right over there.
It should be a lot of fun. Again, because you said the concession, so Arthur Walker, it's all going to charity now. The tickets are going to concession. The tickets are going to charity, right?
The hot dogs.
The hot dog hamburgers.
Yeah, hot dogs are going to the bottom line.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they ain't going to.
But I imagine it's still the great prices.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing. Unfortunately, one of the best things we've been able to say about the game experience, Falcons related, the last handful of years is, the concessions are going to be cheap.
Yep.
You're going to be having affordable food while you watch your team not play so well.
Yeah, that's why
now,
my,
this year, it'll be different. The team will be good.
Oh, and they're going up?
No, the concessions will still be cheap. The team will actually be decent
yes.
and plan to make the playoffs for the first time in 6 years.
Yeah, I mean, the team, they should be good. I know we keep saying it and everything. I think they'll be good. I think they'll be good.
By the way, we're not, playing radio. We'd never do. I thought they had a chance to be good last year as well, when we always had the same caveat at the end of that.
Yes.
This team has a chance to win the division if the quarterback can just be average, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what we're asking the defense to be this year is what we were asking Desmond Ridder to be last year.
Yep.
Now, hopefully the defense does a better job of that than Desmond Ridder did last year, because he wasn't average. He was so awful that he got benched twice.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad he was last year. Yeah.
For Heineke.
Right. And might end up not even being the backup in Arizona this year. So it was a wild experience of having to spend an offseason and then part of a season talking about that guy as a starting quarterback in the NFL when there was really no reason why he should have been. Honestly, we ended up seeing it. You know that the guy who's starting at quarterback this year for the team deserves to be a quarterback in the NFL. He's a top 10 quarterback-ish in the NFL. And the thing about that is, and we've seen this happen over the last decade plus, is all right, you're a top 10 quarterback, but that's more about your overall resume, right? That doesn't mean you can't be statistically a top 3 or 4 quarterback that year. Like Jared Goff's probably about a top 10 quarterback in the NFL too, right?
Yes.
statistically, he's been one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL the last two seasons. Yes. So, like,
he's not even on the top 10 Mattingly.
Is he not?
No, okay, I think Kirk in front of him.
Okay. So maybe top 15 in terms of overall resume. But, like, when you say that number in relation to a guy, I feel like that's more in general when you're ranking all the guys in the league. That doesn't necessarily mean what they can do that given year, because last year before Kirk Cousins got hurt, he was playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
He was balling.
Then he got hurt.
He was balling, and he was without Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
He was without his number one guy and was out there slanging it. And you want to kind of project that here. I mean, because he's been a consistent what he is every year. You know, they didn't have no help from Washington, really.
Right.
You know, but he goes to Minnesota. They start building a team around him, everything. Like I said, wins a playoff game on the road, but, you know, has some ups and downs and things like that. He's got to figure out how to make those ups more than the downs with him. Meaning, you got to capitalize when he's really good. You know what I mean? That's what I said, defense, you can't go out there. If he throws to 400 and three tugs, you can't give up, you know, a game like that. You got to be able to pull those guys type of games off, because he's capable of 403 tugs a game. That's just how good he is and everything does as far as within the structure of his offense.
No, that's right. I mean, again, that's the reason why certainly last year, 2 years ago, it was a variety of reasons. The roster just wasn't very good, and 3 years ago, same thing. But yeah, I mean, hopefully it's the first time that Terry Fontenot compiles a winning roster. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we like him. We feel like we like a lot of the moves that he's made, but the resume still says 7-10 3 years in a row. So I think Kirk Cousins will help lead it in that direction.
You better.
The Braves have a chance to catch the Phillies, you think?
Oh, man. I do.
I kind of do, too. Six games in 2 months is not that much.
It's not. And Bryce Harper is in one of the worst slumps he's ever been in his entire career. And, I mean, as good as these dudes are, we know he's the catalyst for everything they do. We know that. He's the heart and soul of that baseball team. And this team, I mean, again, Matt Olson has been really, really good.
Yes.
Still not going to be like he's back. Or is he just back doing what he does? Home runs, strikeouts.
If there's enough home runs, strikeouts as many times as you want.
Yes.
Because he's still, I mean, he damn near led the league in strikeouts. Like, but if you're going to hit 50-plus homers, then you can.
7 games left for the Phillies? Okay.
Make up for, exactly. That's the other thing. And that's what we kept talking about was, if you can just hang around and you can get healthy at the right time and you keep the Phillies within striking distance, you have so many games against them.
Are we afraid to catch the Phillies?
No.
Okay.
No, why would you be?
No, because, you know, the whole division title winner and all that other stuff.
No. I mean, they won the division title when they won the World Series.
Who?
The Braves. They just didn't win that many games that year, but they won the division.
But no, what I'm saying is last couple times they won the division. What happened?
They lost to the Phillies.
Yeah.
I don't know. The division title doesn't have anything to do with my superstition. They just need to not win 100 games.
Yeah, okay.
They can't, if they can't, and that would be almost impossible at this point anyway, because they only have 59 wins right now, and there's how many games? Like 55 games left, so they'd have to win like 40 of their final 55 games in order to get to 100 wins. So you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
And here's why. Because the two times they've won the World Series, 95 and 2021, they didn't win 100 games. So there you go. That's the mark you want to avoid. We said it before the season started.
Where they win 99 games.
That's fine. You just can't win 100. You win 100, it's impossible to win a World Series for this team, for whatever reason.
What was the last game they canceled here? Was it Reds? Then they canceled
the Reds. Yeah, because of rain.
Like, what if they're at 99 wins?
You know what? We don't need
game,
it.
And the game is right there against the Reds.
We don't need
you
that
don't
game.
Need it. You won the division. Yeah. No, we good.
Let me and Randy play. Let me and Randy get out there and play. We can lose you a game. Right. I promise. We can lose you one. Yeah. But no, I don't know. That's the thing, too, about 162 games is like the reality of who you are is going to show through eventually.
Right.
Like, the Phillies aren't what. There's been times this year where they've had double digit leads. They're not double digit games better than the Braves over the course of a season. Now they might be better. It's possible with the team that they have this year and the help that they've had and all the injuries that the Braves had and all that. Like it's possible that they are better than the Braves this year. But it's also possible that the Braves finally get some of these guys hot down the stretch and they catch them because it's not that much of a difference. Whoever wins the division, I bet, is less than 3 games when it's all said and done. Yeah. Whether it's the Braves or the Phillies or whoever, like, well, it'll be one of those two teams. Even though the Mets have been playing better too, but like, I mean, that's the, as frustrating as 162 are and as hard as it is to like get realistically fired up on a day-to-day basis about what a team is for 162 games. That's the benefit of it. Over the course of time, you know who the best teams are in the regular season.
Yeah.
Now, that also has basically no bearing on what the postseason is.
And we know the worst team. And I saw some of the I forgot who said it. They said that the Chicago White Sox are the worst team in North America.
In all of North
America? Yes, they didn't say baseball. They said in North America. I'm like,
that's an
I'm like, damn.
I don't know. I think the Washington Wizards would like a moment at that one.
Ugh.
Or the Charlotte Hornets.
Charlotte is not bad.
The Charlotte Hornets?
Not that bad.
They're not?
Yeah.
Or the Pistons.
They're not that bad.
They're not?
No, they're awful.
I mean, at least the White Sox won a World Series like 20 years ago.
Like,
right? But Charlotte Hornets never won a damn thing. The best thing the Hornets ever did was in 1993.
When they beat Boston, right?
I don't know who they beat, but it was Alonzo Mourning and everyone had a Larry Johnson jersey.
I think they beat Boston in the playoffs.
They had cool uniforms and everyone wanted a Hornets starter jacket.
I think.
That's the peak of, like, the best, the number one coolest thing that happened in their franchise's history.
I wanted
was
one.
People wanted a Hornets starter jacket.
I wanted that
damn
thing so bad.
That's it.
Oh,
at least the White Sox have a World Series.
That one in the Magic. That one in the Magic. But I want that damn. I might just go buy one.
You should.
Where can I find a damn starter code?
Now that you can, you know what I mean.
Yeah, find me a damn starter code on
Amazon. That wouldn't be a problem. You can find one.
You
easily.
Get it through Fanatics, brand new these days. I think. Yeah.
Let's see.
They've made a comeback. In case you didn't know.
Make that child that still lives in your heart happy.
Yeah, man.
Honor that. How old were you when that was big? 93. How old were you? 93. 13 years old.
13. Yeah.
Make 13-year-old Randy McMichael
proud.
Starter
jacket for men retros. Oh, $75.
That's no big deal.
No, I can't do that. I can do that.
Yeah, you got that.
The windbreaker. Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
There you go.
Yeah. Would you make fun of me if I came here with a damn starter jacket on?
No, I wouldn't. No.
Okay.
Of course not. I mean, I don't know what you would have to wear for me to make fun of you. I might be like, hey, what's that you got on? You know what I mean?
It's my starter jacket.
No, I wouldn't ask about that. I'd be like, oh, Randy, that's an excellent jacket.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to think of what you would have to... Honestly, the only thing that would sort of throw me off is if you showed up one day with, like a business casual.
What?
I'd be like, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
You got a job interview after this? Like, what do I need to know? How does this affect me? That's what the only thing you could wear to work that would really make me, like, look twice. Because it's good t-shirts every day. It's shorts, whatever. We're able to dress however we want. It's nice. You came in here with, like, a button-up tucked in.
Right.
I mean, it's, like, three options. Job interview, job? Court,
yeah,
somebody died.
I was in court or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What do? You get busted speeding? What happens?
You never know. You never know. I think, but... Dude, they got these new have they put these in your neighborhood, these new speed cameras or whatever?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, they got one right by the house. Yeah, I'm like, okay, so, like, when you get a ticket, whatever, they let you know, they need to let you know fast, right? Meaning, like, I need this ticket ASAP. I don't need to sit around and don't know I got this ticket and my license might be suspended or something like that.
Well, you just hope you didn't.
Yeah.
You know? Or, like, I've seen pictures.
What's the distance?
I don't know. Yeah. I honestly don't know what it is. But then there's the ones that are, like, the red light cameras, right? I've seen pictures on social media where the red light camera clicked, but at the perfect moment, a bird flew in front of the license plate. So that bird bailed you out. Like, that bird saved you whatever the ticket was for running the red light. Maybe you got lucky.
Maybe.
Maybe something like that happened for you. Now, I don't know what this is. Maybe you have a theory. But the buildings that are across, not directly across the street, but the busy street that's across the other side, there's a bank and then, like, a multi-use brick building that there's a couple different businesses in. In their parking lots at night, they've installed lights that are so bright you could play an NFL football game in that parking lot. Why'd they do that? Were people doing weird stuff in those parking lots at night?
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
No, that's exactly what happened. They want to get the freaks out.
Oh, it's the freaks. Yeah.
Well, hell, we saw the freaks. What was at your house?
That was in the church parking lot.
That was in a church parking lot.
On Thanksgiving.
Some damn freaks.
Yeah, well, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but
that's when you have Thanksgiving with your mistress.
Yeah.
It was Black Friday.
So that's what it was.
Yeah.
It's Black Friday.
It was Black Friday.
Told his wife he was going out for Christmas shopping. She told her husband she was going out for shopping. And they was in the church parking lot.
They were in the church parking lot having sex.
They were.
Giving thanks.
We were looking. I was being nosy.
We were looking.
Oh, yeah, we were looking.
They definitely were in there. Yeah.
Yeah. In the church parking lot.
They were. Different kind of stuffing.
Yeah, man.
That wasn't dressing.
Nasty.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get the phone lines open for an AMA, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Happy Hour Friday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day, 404-726-0929. Got to mention this before we get to some questions. Does the name Haley Welsh mean anything to you?
No.
How about the Hawktua girl?
Okay.
That's Haley Welsh.
Okay.
She's going to release a line of condiments called Hawktua sauce. Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. But I hope.
Try it though.
But I hope a lot of people do. Like I hope.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like there's a million different dumb ways to get rich right now.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well get rich by saying something silly on the internet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that becomes as popular as Tabasco. It probably won't.
Probably won't.
But I hope it does. Yeah. I don't know. I want the best for her. That video made me laugh.
Ugh, God. I swear to you.
Oh,
I
man.
Swear to you.
It's amazing. Like, there's 30 years ago, she would have just been drunk in Nashville.
Yes. Now?
Now she's making
famous.
Now
she's not robbing anybody?
Right, yeah, no, right.
Not doing anything it's illegal?
In the pantheon of things you can do to get rich, what she's done is not so bad. There's way worse stuff out there than that. She just said a funny thing on the internet, and now she's branding it. And I hope she makes $1 million off of it. I really do. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Man, listen, bro. I got two pet peeves. I want to know if y'all agree with me or not. Number one, old people, if y'all listening, the middle of the road is not where you walk 5 a.m. to get a little workout in, especially if you got a sidewalk 2 feet from the damn road. I'm going to make an example out of one of y'all legs. I'm tired of swerving. Y'all come out of nowhere when I come around the curve, and I got to swerve like a damn deer in the road. Number two, you know how you go in the store or something like this, for example? You're looking for something. You might got your kids. And you feel the back of your neck burning. It's just somebody standing right there looking at your ass. I swear to God, I just stand there until I hear an excuse me or can I get by something. I'm just standing there looking at your ass until you say something. Do those two bother you, and what's your pet peeve?
I wouldn't be bothered if old people walking in the middle of the road at 5 o'clock.
I don't like anybody who's using the road when there's a sidewalk available that doesn't need to.
I agree.
Because a lot of runners will do that, and I guess the road concrete is softer than the sidewalk. Whatever. If it's that bad, go to a track.
Get out the damn
or
way.
Get a whatever.
Get out the damn
Honestly,
way.
The thing that makes me the most mad is, and this happens all the time now, is people on their phones walking in parking lots. It's like, hey man, people are trying to drive here.
What's that ice cream place down here? Not in Colony Square, the ice cream place. Well, what the employee this morning, I'm walking because I went to Truist real quick and I had to do something over there. And I'm walking right over here. And we're walking. She's walking. We're walking in the same direction. I'm about to turn by the barber shop. She is dead in her phone and walks right into me. I was like, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So maybe not even in parking lots. Just people in public walking with phones, acting like nothing else is happening around them.
Bunk. Colony Square. There's two things.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That right there, you're trying to drive through the thing, and they're walking in the middle where you're trying to drive on their damn phone.
Now, I'll say this.
I'm going to beat the damn horn one time.
You should.
Like,
you
should. Ooh.
People in Chicago, by the way, love to honk. A lot of honking in Chicago when we were walking around the other day. I wish I wouldn't have said that because I had a more important thing to say, and I lost my train of thought on it. Dang it. Oh, yeah, that. The new and improved Colony Square is great. Yeah. I'm happy. The thing that was down there before wasn't as nice. This is nicer. There's better options, blah, blah, blah. But it does attract a lot of phone lookers.
Yes.
The people that go to this Colony Square are young people.
Yes. And they be on the damn phones.
And all they do is walk around with their phones in their face.
They
infuriates me.
They're going neck and neck with the damn people who think that this place out here is a damn parking lot.
Yeah.
And put your damn hazards on and block every damn body.
The upgrade is nice and it's better and I get it. But it didn't used to be like this. People that used to go to that old shopping mall were old.
Yes.
They would get out of your way, all right? And there was a convenience store. And the man that worked at that convenience store was also very old and very slow. You had to build in some extra time if you were going down there to that guy. It was like, oh, this guy's going to take at least 10 minutes to check me out of this place. But he is sweet, and he is old, and he's the only one that works here. Justin is in Barnesville. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Look, I went to Forest Park High School with Hines Ward, and I loved rooting for him in college and the NFL. Who's that one guy that you guys, you know, love to root for from your hometown that played at the next level?
Only guy that ever got me to root for the Oregon Ducks was Aaron Brooks from my high school. Okay. Great basketball player. Ended up playing for the Rockets and a couple other teams in the NBA, but to root for him.
You know,
loved him.
You know what's so funny about Hines was because Hines, like I said, went to Forest Park, but like in his profile, it says he's from Rex, Georgia, and they used to clown him so much. Like, hey, nobody stud no man from Rex. And Hines would get so mad. He's like, I'm from Forest Park. It say Rex right there. Hines Ward from Rex, Georgia.
Why doesn't he have it say Forest Park?
I don't know
then?
Why I would say, but he always said Hines Ward, Rex, Georgia. He would get so ticked off about that because he went to Forest Park High School, so he would tell people it's Forest Park. I don't know where he's from, but I will always remember that little bit about Hines. He would get irritated as hell.
That sounds
Rex
about as country as it gets.
Yeah.
Rex, Georgia.
Rex, Georgia.
Like that's.
I'm a Forest Park.
There might be country or places in the state.
I'm a Forest Park.
But that sounds very country. Yeah. Did you have a hometown hero?
Not really. I mean, no.
You were kind of the guy?
Yeah.
People were rooting for you,
yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah.
All right, Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, Andy, Randy. Hey, shout out to all the seniors that are starting this year. Baby girl, I actually went to take her pictures today as well. And her and mama already done got into it, so I'm telling them both good luck.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, my question for y'all. So, y'all know I got this new job. I had to go ask me for a concession. I said, hey, listen, I like to listen to the radio show every day. And y'all got me working 60 hours. I need a 2-hour lunch so I can get my radio show in. They actually was like, all right, that's cool. So, my question, have y'all ever made a concession with your job so that you can do something that you wanted to do?
No.
And what was it?
I had to quit over a very similar situation because I wanted to listen to the radio, and they were like, no,
oh,
you can't.
Right. That's like the sandwich shop, right?
They're like, no, you can't. I was like, oh, you guys play smooth jazz. No one wants to hear this. Mm-hmm. It sucks. No one likes this music.
Right.
And they were like, no, you can't listen. And I was like, all right, well, I quit then. Mm-hmm. That was more important to me than that dishwashing job.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you, Mo. Like, he's asking for an extra time just to listen to us?
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Appreciate you, Mo. All right, don't get your ass. Don't lose your damn
don't
job,
get
though.
Fired for us.
Don't.
Because you can't work here.
You can't, yeah.
We're on a hiring freeze. Can't hire anybody. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Are we?
Just come along with me.
Hey, I'm going with you. But no, I'm just telling Mo right now. Your ass lose your job because of us.
Yeah. We can't.
Just know that, Mo. I like you.
There's only so many microphones.
Yeah, I like you, my brother. But yeah, I got nothing about to start college, man. Decades,
I think any other jobs I ask for a concession. I don't think I would, like, in a profession. I was 16 at the time when I did that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I ever.
Like, I've tried to negotiate with them about my contract every time it's up, and they're like, nope. Take it or leave it. And I'm like, all right, I'll take it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a concession.
I need you to do this. And they're like, no, we're not doing that. It's like, all right, I'll just take the contract then. Good talk. See you in 3 years. All right. Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
So Tristan Wirfs just got this nice big contract, and I'm a Bucks fan, so I follow their socials. And they posted a video of, like, all the players, like, showing him love on getting the contract and whatnot. I wanted to ask, one, how genuine is that? I guess this is for Randy. Like, how genuine is that when, I mean, he's deserving for the contract, of course. And then the second part of the question would be, have you ever been on a team or a franchise, like, anonymously, the player that you kind of question, like, really, that's what we're doing with that guy? We're giving him that? Has that ever occurred? So,
okay.
So thank you, Andrew.
So the first part was what?
Are they all actually happy for him?
Who?
Tristan Wirfs?
Yeah.
Or guys that get big? Right, Tristan Wirfs is great.
Yeah,
no, but like, if there's a guy who people are like, he's all right.
Yeah, no, you're happy for like, yeah. And but I think that's more or less when somebody from the outside comes in and you're like,
okay,
damn,
that's how we're spending our cap.
That's how we spend our cap, huh? On that game, she don't. But no, you don't. You know. And there was, I'm not going to get into details. There was two particular ones, and we were all like, and it wasn't that because we were all under contract, so there were new guys coming in. So it wasn't about the money. It was about these two dudes. You're like, really? That was it. And by all accounts, we were right.
Yeah.
And that GM was fired.
Money poorly spent.
And that GM was fired.
Yeah. All right.
We were all like, what the hell is
we can't get to Rayfield? Well, let's get to Rayfield.
I mean, with a name like Rayfield.
Rayfield's in Union
Rayfield,
City.
Rayfield, you just got out, didn't you?
Man, what's up, man? How y'all doing,
yeah,
man?
I thought that Rayfield, you the guy from D.C.?
Wrong one.
They damn wrong king. One, you know what I'm talking about? That kingpin just got out. Rayfield.
Oh, no, not me. Hey, look, man, you guys can really help me out, okay?
Okay.
I drive a truck, and me and my guys around the airport, we'd be on these boards. Okay, so with the game last night, the guy in the first quarter, he won his. I won the second quarter. The game was delayed in the third quarter.
Right, right.
Which ended up being over.
Right.
So my man who runs the board, man, you're going to come and decline this. Damn it. All right, so, excuse me, like, hey, man, so my man who runs the board, he was in limbo about the third and fourth quarter.
Right.
Just push that to another game for next week or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they kind of came to me and it was like, you know, hey, man, look, the guy who won, who had, I think it was maybe 4-1 or whatever.
Yeah.
Now it didn't end, but he called me and he's like, Ray, I had the third quarter won, but it didn't finish. Should I win a third and fourth quarter? Because the game did end. And I came to the conclusion, I'm like, he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like
he's got a he's got a fair point.
He sounds like
it. Luckily Ray doesn't have to worry about it because he won the second quarter. Yeah. And the second quarter ended. But if the game ended in the third quarter and I had the third quarter square, I want my money.
My money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I need my money.
Yeah, Ray, you might be up out of that. You might be out of luck there, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might get that man his money.
Yeah, now maybe the end of the game fourth quarter guy might not get any money because the fourth quarter never happened or ended.
Right, but third guy?
Third quarter ended because of lightning.
Yep.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day, 404-726-0929. Got to mention this before we get to some questions. Does the name Haley Welsh mean anything to you?
No.
How about the Hawk Tua girl?
Okay.
That's Haley Welsh.
Okay.
She's going to release a line of condiments called Hawk Tua sauce. Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. But I hope
try it though.
But I hope a lot of people do. Like I hope.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like there's a million different dumb ways to get rich right now.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well get rich by saying something silly on the internet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that becomes as popular as Tabasco. It probably won't.
Probably won't.
But I hope it does. Yeah. I don't know. I want the best for her. That video made me laugh.
Oh, God. I swear to you.
Oh, man. It's amazing. Like, there's 30 years ago, she would have just been drunk in Nashville.
Yes. Now?
Now she's making
famous.
Now
she's not robbing anybody?
Right, yeah, no, right.
Not doing anything illegal? Not,
among the pantheon of things you can do to get rich, what she's done is not so bad. There's way worse stuff out there than that. She just said a funny thing on the internet, and now she's branding it. And I hope she makes $1 million off of it. I really do. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Man, listen, bro. I got two pet peeves. I want to know if y'all agree with me or not. Number one, old people, if y'all listening, the middle of the road is not where you walk 5 a.m. to get a little workout in, especially if you got a sidewalk 2 feet from the damn road. I'm going to make an example out of one of y'all legs. I'm tired of swerving. Y'all come out of nowhere when I come around the curve, and I got to swerve like a damn deer in the road. Number two, you know how you go in the store or something like this, for example? You're looking for something, you might got your kids, and you feel the back of your neck burning. It's just somebody standing right there looking at your ass. I swear to God, I just stand there until I hear an excuse me or can I get by something. I'm just standing there looking at your ass until you say something. Do those two bother you, and what's your pet peeve?
I wouldn't be bothered if old people were walking in the middle of the road at 5 o'clock.
I don't like anybody who's using the road when there's a sidewalk available that doesn't need to.
I agree.
Because a lot of runners will do that, and I guess the road concrete is softer than the sidewalk. Whatever. If it's that bad, go to a track.
Get out the damn
or
way.
Or get a whatever.
Get out the damn
Honestly,
way.
The thing that makes me the most mad is, and this happens all the time now, is people on their phones walking in parking lots. It's like, hey, man, people are trying to drive here.
What's that place? What's that ice cream place down here? Down in Colony Square, the ice cream place. Well, what? The employee this morning, I'm walking because I went to Truist real quick and I had to do something over there. And I'm walking right over here, and we're walking. She's walking. We're walking in the same direction. I'm about to turn by the barbershop. She is dead in her phone and walks right into me. I was like, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So maybe not even in parking lots. Just people in public walking with phones, acting like nothing else is happening around them.
Bunk. Colony Square. There's two things. Oh, yeah. All right. That right there, you're trying to drive through the thing, and they're walking in the middle where you're trying to drive on their damn phone.
Now, I'll say this.
I'm going to beat the damn horn one time.
You should.
You should. Ooh.
People in Chicago, by the way, love to honk. A lot of honking in Chicago when we were walking around the other day. I wish I wouldn't have said that because I had a more important thing to say, and I lost my train of thought on it. Dang it. Oh, yeah, that. The new and improved Colony Square is great. Yeah. I'm happy. The thing that was down there before wasn't as nice. This is nicer. There's better options, blah, blah, blah. But it does attract a lot of phone lookers.
Yes.
The people that go to this Colony Square are young people.
Yes. And they be on the youths. Damn phones.
And all they do is walk around with their phones in their face. It infuriates me.
They're going neck and neck with the damn people who think that this place out here is a damn parking lot.
Yeah.
And put your damn hazards on and block every damn body.
The upgrade is nice and it's better and I get it. But it didn't used to be like this. People that used to go to that old shopping mall were old.
Yes.
They would get out of your way, all right? And there was a convenience store. And the man that worked at that convenience store was also very old and very slow. You had to build in some extra time if you were going down there to that guy. It was like, oh, this guy's going to take at least 10 minutes to check me out of this place. But he is sweet, and he is old, and he's the only one that works here. Justin is in Barnesville. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Look, I went to Forest Park High School with Hines Ward, and I loved rooting for him in college in the NFL. Who's that one guy that you guys, love to root for from your hometown that played at the next level?
Only guy that ever got me to root for the Oregon Ducks was Aaron Brooks from my high school. Okay. Great basketball player. Ended up playing for the Rockets and a couple other teams in the NBA, but had to root for him.
You know what's so funny about Hines was because Hines, like I said, went to Forest Park, but like in his profile, it says he's from Rex, Georgia, and they said clown so much. Like, ain't nobody studying no man from Rex. And Hines would get so mad. He's like, I'm from Forest Park. It's like Rex right there. Hines Ward from Rex, Georgia.
Why doesn't he have it say Forest Park?
I don't know why it was it, but he always said Hines Ward, Rex, Georgia. He would get so ticked off about that because he went to Forest Park High School, so he would tell people it's Forest Park. I don't know where he's from. But I will always remember that little bit about Hines. He would get irritated as hell.
That sounds
Rex
about as country as it gets.
Yeah.
Rex, Georgia.
Rex, Georgia.
Like that's.
I'm a Forest Park.
There might be countryer places in the state.
I'm a Forest Park.
But that sounds very country. Yeah. Did you have a hometown hero?
Not really. I mean, no.
You were kind of the guy?
Yeah.
People were rooting for you, kind of?
Yeah.
All right. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, Andy, Randy, hey, shout out to all the seniors that are starting this year. Baby girl, I actually went to take her pictures today as well, and her and mama already done got into it, so I'm telling them both good luck.
Oh,
jeez. my question for y'all. So, y'all know I got this new job. I had to go ask me for a concession. I said, hey, listen, I like to listen to the radio show every day, and y'all got me working 60 hours. I need a two-hour lunch so I can get my radio show in. They actually was like, all right, that's cool. So my question, have y'all ever made a concession with your job so that you can do something that you wanted to do?
No.
And what was it?
I had to quit over a very similar situation because I wanted to listen to the radio, and they were like, no, you can't.
Right. That's like the sandwich shop, right?
They're like, no, you can't. I was like, oh, you guys play smooth jazz. No one wants to hear this. Mm-hmm. It sucks. No one likes this music.
Right.
And they were like, no, you can't listen. I was like, all right, well, I quit then. Mm-hmm. That was more important to me than that dishwashing job.
Yeah.
That's amazing that – I mean, thank you, Mo. Like, he's asking for an extra time just to listen to us?
Yeah, man. Again,
that's awesome.
Appreciate you, Mo. All right, don't get your ass, don't lose your damn
don't
job,
get
though.
Get fired for us.
Don't.
Because you can't work here.
And you can't, yeah.
We're on a hiring freeze. Can't hire anybody. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's like, right.
Just come along with me.
Hey, I'm going with you. But no, I'm just telling Mo right now. Your ass lose your job because of us.
Yeah. We can't.
Just know that, Mo. I like you.
There's only so many microphones.
Yeah, I like you, my brother. But yeah, I got nothing about to start college, man. Decades, you know.
I think any other jobs I ask for a concession. I don't think I would. Like in a profession, I was 16 at the time when I did that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I ever.
Like I've tried to negotiate with them about my contract every time it's up, and they're like, nope. Take it or leave it. And I'm like, all right, I'll take it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a concession.
I need you to do this. And they're like, no, we're not doing that. It's like, all right, I'll just take the contract then. Good talk. See you in 3 years. All right, Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
So, Tristan Wirfs just got this nice big contract, and I'm a Bucks fan, so I follow their socials. And they posted a video of, like, all the players, like, showing him love on getting the contract and whatnot. I wanted to ask, one, how genuine is that? I guess this is for Randy. Like, how genuine is that when, I mean, he's deserving for the contract, of course. And then the second part of the question would be, have you ever been on a team or a franchise, like, anonymously, the player that you kind of question, or like, really, that's what we're doing with that guy? We're giving him that? Has that ever occurred? So,
okay.
So thank you, Andrew.
So the first part was what?
Are they all actually happy for him?
Who?
Tristan Wirfs?
Yeah.
Or guys that get big?
Yeah.
Right, Tristan Wirfs is great.
Yeah.
No, but, like, if there's a guy who people are like, he's all right.
Yeah, no, you're happy for like, yeah. And, but I think that's more or less when somebody from the outside comes in. And you're like,
okay.
Damn.
That's how we're spending our cap.
That's how we spend our cap, huh? On that game. She don't. But no, you don't. You know. And there was I'm not going to get into details. There was two particular ones. And we were all like, and it wasn't that, because we were all under contract. So, you know, they were new guys coming in. So it wasn't about the money. It was about these two dudes. You're like, really? That was it. And by all accounts, we were right.
Yeah.
And that GM was fired.
Money poorly spent.
And that GM was fired.
Yeah. All right.
We're all like, what the hell is
we can't get to Rayfield? Well, let's get to Rayfield.
I mean, what a name like Rayfield.
Rayfield's in Union City.
Rayfield, you just got out, didn't you?
Man, what's up, man? How y'all doing, man?
Yeah, I thought that Rayfield, you the guy from D.C.?
Wrong one.
That damn wrong king. One, you know what I'm talking about? That kingpin just got out. Rayfield.
Oh, no. Not me. Hey, look, man, you guys can really help me out, okay?
Okay.
I drive trucks, and me and my guys around the airport, we'd be on these boards. Okay, so with the game last night, the guy in the first quarter, he won his. I won the second quarter. The game was delayed in the third quarter.
Right, right.
Which ended up being over.
Right.
So my man who runs the board, I'm going to decline this. Damn it. All right, so, excuse me, like, hey, man, so my man who runs the board, he was in limbo about the third and fourth quarter.
Right.
Just pushed that to another game for next week or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they kind of came to me and it was like, you know, hey, man, look, the guy who won, who had, I think it was maybe 4-1 or whatever.
Yeah.
Now it didn't end, but he called me and he's like, Ray, I had the third quarter won, but it didn't finish. Should I win a third and fourth quarter? Because the game did end. And I came to the conclusion, I'm like, he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like
he's
it.
He's got a fair point.
He sounds like
now, it. Luckily, Ray doesn't have to worry about it because he won the second quarter, and the second quarter ended. But if the game ended in the third quarter and I had the third quarter square, I want my money.
My money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I need my money.
Yeah, Ray, you might be up out of that. You might be out of luck there, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might get that man his money.
Yeah, now maybe the end of the game fourth quarter guy might not get any money because the fourth quarter never happened or ended.
Right, but third guy?
Third quarter ended because of lightning.
Yep, technically. Yeah.
I don't know how much. Sometimes those boards are a lot of money.
Hell yeah.
People buy in.
I need my score. Yeah. Now, Ray, y'all got problems because y'all on preseason games, but that's okay.
Hey, man.
It's okay.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Got to make it more interesting. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day.
Andy wants Jack to hate him when he's 20.
Dang. I really don't. Randy will only nuzzle if it protects the quarterback.
Yeah, man.
if you're flying first class out there, never sleep through the liquor.
No.
It's free.
It's free. You do not go to sleep.
Makes zero sense. May not be top priority to go to South America looking for hot 18 and 19-year-olds anymore.
Huh. All right. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next.
What the hell just happened?
Yeah. No, I got it. Yeah. Depends on who you are, I guess. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.